USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A San Diego military jury finds Navy SEAL Commander Edward Gallagher not guilty in the fatal stabbing of an Islamic State prisoner in Iraq and random shootings of civilians. His lawyer says he's relieved.
Tears of joy.
Absolute joy.
Emotion. Freedom. Absolute euphoria.
Gallagher was only found guilty of posing with a corpse. In Homestead, Florida, lawmakers visited a migrant detention facility that houses children. Congresswoman Betty Thompson says conditions are bad and taxpayers are footing the bill.
$775 per day per child.
It was another round of gains for Wall Street. The Dow was up 69 points, the S&P up 9, and the NASDAQ up 18. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Another White House official is moving to the 2020 election team. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
White House Senior Advisor for Communications Mercedes Schlapp taking a new job advising the Trump campaign. She's the latest administration official to cross over to the re-election effort ahead of the 2020 contest. Schlapp joined the White House in September of 2017 as a Senior Advisor for Strategic Communications. Campaign officials say that she will be helping with both strategy and Latino outreach thanks to her bilingual capabilities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Democrats have taken the IRS to court to get President Trump's tax returns. The chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Richard Neal, initially asked in April for 6 years of the president's personal and business tax returns. He sent a subpoena in May. They say he'll now sue the IRS, the Treasury Department, and their respective leaders, Steve Mnuchin and Charles Rettig, for the information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A total solar eclipse was visible in South America around Chile. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more on the story.
Now, it wasn't visible to us here stateside, although if you went to NASA's website, you could have streamed the event. Dr. Michio Kaku, theoretical physicist and professor of physics at the City College in New York, tells Fox News why this was a big deal.
We are celebrating the 100th anniversary of the solar eclipse of 1919. That was incredibly important because that sealed the reputation of an obscure scientist by the name of Albert Einstein. That solar eclipse showed beyond a shadow of a doubt that light bends when it goes around the sun during an eclipse. And at that point, that was the instant that we physicists said, aha, relativity is correct. Einstein is a genius. And that was 100 years ago during a solar eclipse.
Dr. Kaku continues.
Newton says that apples and oranges bend when you throw them in a gravitational field. But a flashlight we thought goes in a straight line in a gravitational field. Nope. Light from distant stars bend as they go around the sun, which you can see during a solar eclipse. And bingo, that sealed the fate of relativity and our conception of the universe.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.